You're memorizing your stuff. Okay. Yes. I'm like, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? All right. You doing good? I hope you're alive and breathing, right? Right. We're here, right? Collective energy together.
Breathing.
Collective consciousness. All right. We got a full list today.
Yeah.
There's a cricket down here.
Huh?
There's a cricket down here.
Yeah. So you got to be louder than me. And you got to turn. Oh, let's get to our Obama phones. And we turn them off or vibrate. Where's that photographer? Is the photographer in the crowd? Say yes. No. No. Yes. No. Don't see her. Okay. There was a person upstairs who asked if they can go ahead and record or take pictures for personal use, and I said, "Oh hell no!" You know, unless you want it, you know, we could go ahead and fix something up. You know, some people need some material. We're down here to check her out, right? So, someone knows how to do a podcast over here. Someone's helping us with the podcast over here. Say hi to Brendan, ladies and gentlemen. You guys can be louder than that. You guys probably like smoked way too much herb or hashish before coming down here. Right? So you guys got to bring the energy. We have a lot of first timers, so we're going to try to get through the first timers. If anyone is, here's your disclaimer right now. If anyone is easily offended, I ask you to leave because this is not your place. I need people here to be open as you can be. We are brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah.
We're here to breathe and share this moment in life together, right? Right. So we need to be respectful of this space. This is my church. Every Monday we're here. Every Monday. Welcome.
MondayNightRupo.com is up.
MondayNightRupo.com is up, thanks to Brendan here. So if anyone needs photographs, you know, hey, why not go ahead and take them? They'll go really well with your portfolio. We're here to help each other out. Any recording engineers out there? You know, maybe some musicians need some help to go ahead and record an album or a couple of songs. That's what we're here for. Wednesday nights, we meet up for the church feeding across the way in the parking lot. It is the First Congregational Church of Riverside, ran by this nonprofit called Project Food. And they are there every Wednesday from 2 to 9, making food for the community. It's not just the homeless, it's the community. Because we need help sometimes, right? So we like to give back to the community. We ask that you bring any donations, any clothes, you know, socks that you don't need, or brand new socks would be perfect. You know, toiletry would be perfect. Ladies, you know, the thing that you put up there, that'd be perfect. Bras, you're giving back to your fellow people that you don't need. We can go ahead and use that stuff. We meet here at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we'll walk on over to the church downstairs in the basement, and then we'll go ahead and do the feeding from 5:30 until 6:45. It's an hour, and it's a quick time. If you want to go ahead and participate, volunteer, I suggest you do. It's a very humbling experience when you do that. So, all right. We have all kinds of walks of life down here, right? Are we going to be respectful of that?
Yes.
Yes.
Shukriya. Thank you. All right. What are we going to go first? just making sure. Just making sure people are here. You turn off your cell phones.
Exit.
Exit. Right there. Emergency exit. Emergency. Back here. This is Ted, so if he jumps down, say hello. Alright.
No walking in front of stage.
Shit. I forgot the rules. No full frontal nudity, no simulated masturbation with fruit or vegetables, and no raw meat. For the musicians, no covers. Okay? Uncensored. You do what you want. You be as raunchy as you want, and vulgar and magnificent as you want to be. Okay? This is your time. Alright. We gotta raise the roof and raise the dead from upstairs to come on down. So when I say good evening, you say good evening. You don't clap your hands. You can yell, but I want you to bring that energy. Alright. Ready? So I'm just making eye contact. A lot of people get really weird, right? Got a lot of first timers, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen! Some noise for Siren! Louder!
Go!
You may have
to. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
I was thinking, I don't want to go first, I don't want to go first. He kept staring at me. Okay. I'm going to do a song and a poem. This song I wrote, it's called My Roots. I grew up all over the world. I went to 14 different schools and was always moving. And last year I was really working through some kind of trying to figure out how to be rooted. And so I started driving up to the Redwoods. I probably went there like 6 times last year and sat under the trees and asked them to speak to me. And this is what happened. The song's called My Roots. It's a little bit repetitive, sorry, but there you go. My roots, they go down deep. They go down deep. They go down deep. My roots, they go down deep. They go. My roots, they go down deep. They go down deep. They go down deep. They go down deep. Deep to the waters. Deep to the waters, yeah. Deep to the waters, living water flows in me, it flows in me, it flows in me. Living water flows in me, it flows. Water flows in me, it flows in me, it flows in me, poem. It's called I Am. sitting under those same trees, contemplating the divine, and this is what happened. I am the ocean, beautiful and mysterious. Come swim in me and become delirious. I am the water, dark and deep. I am the blackness behind your eyes when you sleep. I am the storm swirling through time. I am mother, I am divine. I am the song that stirs you to remembrance. I am the laughter that lets you drop all of your pretense.
Hold on.
I am the warmth in your soul, your inner fire. I am the ultimate goal, your secret desire. I am life, I am death, I am healing the wounds that were left. I am the salmon that swims against the flow. I am the knowing of all you need to know. I am the sowing of all good seeds that grow. I am the polar bear, large and pure. I am the lady, kind and sure. I am the priestess whose temple has been ravaged. I am a warrior, strong and savage. I am unafraid of the dark, because I am pure light. I am the holy arc. I am delight. I am vibration. I am heart. I am creation. I am start. I am end. I am love. I am friend.
That was Simon, ladies and gentlemen. Brenton, do you want to come up and do your thing now, mister?
Sure.
Make some noise for Brenton, ladies and gentlemen. Louder.
Sorry, I gotta get my camera ready.
Get it.
Woo!
Now
yeah.
It's... Shit. My phone is very cheap. And bad.
Is it an Obama phone?
Oh, it's like a Dan Quayle phone.
Oh, vertical or horizontal?
Horizontal, always. Don't take vertical videos, it's annoying. Sorry, that's just my personal preference and most people's that are sane. Because I love watching like half a video like all scrunched up. It's really awesome. It's really weird that like people watch porn like that. I don't know. I was going to tell some jokes, but I don't think I'm going to do that today. You know, I was sorry. It's about to get a little, you know, serious, but I'll try to keep it light. So last night I was at a bar, watching a no-ring wrestling match where men were putting people through tables in said bar, like you do on a Sunday night in downtown Los Angeles. And, one of my friends came up to me and after one of the matches and said, "Brendan, did you hear what happened?" And I said, "What?" And, said, "Kevin Smith had a heart attack and he's in really bad condition." And my world stopped because I've talked to some of you guys about this, but I just want to tell everybody what Kevin meant to me and what he means to me, and he's okay. He's gonna be okay. It's really hard to talk about. But I just wanted to share with you my story with Kevin, because without Kevin Smith, I wouldn't be standing on this stage. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be alive. It all starts when I was 14. My dad had been dead for less than a year, and I was a depressed kid. And my brother, of all people, who is 2 years younger than me, convinced my mom to rent us Clerks, because again, dead dad kind of got us, like, we could do whatever we want at Blockbuster. There is one perk. Oh, there's a few perks of the Dead Dad Club. So we could. My mom did not pay attention to anything we rented. Like since it was Blockbuster, you know, they had like no porn there. That was kind of their thing that they were known for. And they even made, to the point where they made R-rated versions of some, like, porn movies just so they could have them at Blockbuster. Like, that's how crazy it was. Look it up. Yeah, so we're in, my brother convinced us we're in Clerks, and I watched Clerks, and then he told me, hey, you know that Silent Bob guy? That guy made the movie. And for some reason, that, like, blew my brains out, because I was like, that dude's like a normal dude like me, and he made this movie that's so funny, and they curse so much. So I don't know if you've seen Clerks, but it's filthy, but that's kind of one of the things that makes it great. It's one of my favorite movies, and it just really opened me up to the fact that, hey, maybe I could make a movie, maybe I could make something, and then I started really looking into this Kevin Smith guy, and Mallrats came and went. Unfortunately, it went very quickly, and I watched that, and I loved it, and then I got into web design in high school, and I found out about the View Askew Kevin's website through a web design book, because that's how big of a nerd I am. In 1997, I was looking at web design books when it was just GeoCities and Front Page. There were web design books. And I went on viewaskew.com, and there was a message board, and there was a name in red that said Kevin, and it was Kevin Smith, and you could actually talk to him. And when I was 17 years old, I started talking to Kevin Smith on the internet. And through a series of events, we became friends, and 16 years later, when I was 30, this is in 2010, I was standing behind him on the set of Red State as he directed John Goodman. I was standing behind my hero. How did I get there? Because this man is not your normal man. I mean, Phil, who's your favorite director?
Probably Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock. Well, a living director.
Oh, put me on the spot.
Come on.
Coen Brothers.
All right, so when Joel and Ethan Coen invited you to their house to play poker, that was pretty cool, right?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, no, nobody does that, but I went to Kevin Smith's house once a month for a year and played poker there because he thought it was a good idea to invite some stranger from the internet to his house, which used to be Ben Affleck's house. I've been in Ben Affleck's house, you guys. It has a pool on the roof. It's fucking insane. And I've been in that pool. And I've hung out with Kevin, with his wife, with his daughter, with his whole family, because when I was in my 20s, my family didn't live here. I had no family. I just had friends. I was just trying to make my way in the world. One of my best friends, closest thing I've ever had to a boyfriend, killed himself in 2007. But they helped me through it. They adopted me, basically. They took me into their home, into their lives. And again, like, I was just a dude that in 1994 rented Clerks. And I've been to his house. I've hung out with him. And then in 2010, Kevin hired me to work at his theater that he had in Hollywood. I was the doorman at Smod Castle for its entire one-year existence. And not only that, the first night, it was just going to be a one-off where I was going to get up there and interview Jason Mewes on stage during a podcast. And I don't know, we really clicked. We had a lot of chemistry. And so when they needed a permanent host for this show, Kevin suggested, he's like, Brendan's pretty funny. And so when Kevin says something, like, you have to listen, so I got to be on this show, and that's the first time I ever got up on a stage and talked in front of people, and that was only 8 years ago. I came out of the closet on that stage.
Woo! Yeah.
I got to interview crazy celebrities on that stage, including one Alex Winter, also known as Bill S. Preston Esquire. Deborah Ann Woll from True Blood and Daredevil. I got to interview a ton of celebrities on a show at Kevin Smith Theater. I got to fulfill all my dreams. And then last night I find out that man that granted all my dreams and encouraged me, that he was fighting for his life, and my whole world collapsed because I lost so many people in my life, but this was the first time that it felt like, oh, this is just going to keep happening. I'm at the stage in my life now where this is going to keep happening. And so Kevin survived, and it's going to be a tough recovery, but I spent all day today texting, trying to talk to people if he's going to be okay. And I was assured that he's going to be okay because they know how worried I get. And Kevin, I don't think he can, he hasn't been, he tweeted one tweet and he put on Facebook, but I don't think he's been texting too many people. But he texted a few people that I know. And then for me, I got a heart on Instagram, and that, for me, that's good enough. I know he's okay. But I just would encourage you guys, life is too short to hold grudges with people, to not tell your friends that you love them. And as I'm looking at Facebook, and I look at how we interact with people now, I just want to remind everybody that a like is not a hug, and a comment is not a phone call. So let's try and be real with each other. I mean, I know Facebook's not going away, but we have to realize that that's not real. In most senses, it's not real, and it's not a substitute for friendship. And we need to keep our friends close, and we need to keep them tight, and we need to be better people, and we need to be better friends. And I feel like maybe we are doing that here, and maybe as a community, things are happening in this world where we're coming together. I don't want to say the good people because that sounds mean, but I don't know. I feel like we're coming together, and we're going to fight all this bullshit. And life's too short to not, right? Why even guilt? I've just kind of, my new philosophy, starting yesterday was just life's too short for any bullshit, so why waste your time with it? And that's all I want to leave you guys with. My name is Brendan Creasy. You can check me out on Instagram @ Brendan. Thank you.
That was Brendan, ladies and gentlemen.
Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Oi. All right. How many first timers out there in the crowd?
One.
Two, three.
You've been here before.
We got two over here.
Two.
This is yes. Three, this, four, is no, five. This is no shit. Don't look at me. Right.
I'm not here.
You're not here. I don't see you.
Okay. Look away.
Go away. Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Treva.
She was sitting on your back porch with an American spirit hanging out of her mouth like a toothpick. She doesn't smoke it for the flavor, she just likes the way it burns the back of her throat. It makes her feel something other than numb. It makes her feel a lot more real. Like she's an adult, because she hand-rolled the papers herself. She didn't even ask for help. She just liked the way the paper burned. She always felt like smoke. Like if you blew hard enough, she would evaporate, disassociate, contemplate her realities. She knew she didn't like to smoke, she just wanted it to burn her throat, and that was her biggest contradiction. So, this is the first poem I've ever memorized. I did it last week, and this is kind of a revised version of it. Fucking you is like fucking a doll, he said. Limp and lifeless. Well, maybe that was your cue to stop, but you simply couldn't when things got too hot. You were a man of your word, and you finished what you started. And boy, oh boy, did you start it. When you put your hands on my hips, your mouth on my lips, holding down my wrists, my tits, my throat, always making me choke. It was my responsibility as your girlfriend, or should I say sex object, to make sure that you got jerked off whenever you hardened. And if I wanted some, well, I always had to make myself come. So yeah, I just laid there. Because what's even the point? I did my fair share of work while you just smoked your joints, never bothering to get to know my body or one body any body will do. It was just another victim wrapped up in your arms right before the condom slipped off.
You broke all of my rules. You broke all of me. You broke, son of a bitch. Next thing you know, I was paying your rent. How? You couldn't even make me come. Yet somehow you convinced me that rape is love and love pays the bills. It's the first of the month. My rent is due. I know the routine and it's nothing new. My panties are down. My skirt is up. Mouth wide open. Eyes closed shut.
That was Drivo, ladies and gentlemen.
It's gonna get saucy down here.
Puma, are you ready to come up and do your thing?
Yes.
Make some noise for David Puma, ladies and gentlemen. Louder.
Hi, what's up? Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All the way over there? I sat over there before. You got me? Alright, cool. Alright, this is a poem I wrote about trying to be positive, you know? Like positivity in general. So, here it goes. It's titled, My Heart. My happiness grows like leaves on a leafless tree that nature finally brings on the first day of spring. I'm positive that I could sing praises and pick daisies with the type of amazing, hazy joy I feel in my heart right now. I can't really explain how or the reason, but it suddenly feels like even my worst nightmare is nothing more than a jump scare in a bad horror movie. I have been moving and cruising through life on the type of mood that could send men to the moon, and maybe soon I could bring you along too. Hey, screw the past for making me think people don't change. For telling me destiny isn't something I can rearrange. And for saying that these clouds that have become gray won't one day open up into a pink sky that displays rays of sunshine that fly as it sets in the distance. My insistence on going through life with a smile has got me criticized from all sides of the aisle. Why is it a style to when we see someone high, we want to bring them low? Instead of trying to grow and meet their height, we want to keep them at our level, and you've considered a rebel if you view yourself as anything other than down. But you know what? What's wrong with being down? Everyone sees highs and lows in their days. Everyone has seen rock bottom in their own way. They say that it's bad for us to be sad, despite the fact that it's how our hearts were meant to work. Within them, all of our love is supposed to burn, but what is love without pain? He who dies without being hurt loved in vain, for to love someone means their pain is yours. True affection hurts if time takes its course, so let your heart love. And let your mind wander. Enjoy the love when it's young and let it go after it has sauntered. Don't alter who you are inside. That crazy person is a bride in the mind of the right one. Don't run when you reach the part where a heart breaks apart and starts to weep. Let the emotions bleed out. Life isn't about having perfection, it's about living. Christmas isn't in the gifts, it's in the giving. Dedicate any of your sizzling, riveting speeches to the people who make you the most glad. Remember that if you were to add heaven and hell, the sum would be earth. That's why the worst parts of life are devilishly painful, but it's also why the rainfall on a cloudy day can make you say that you are in heaven. A week is now one day for seven, and the second you think it's over, remember it's not. Yes, life is an onslaught of laughing and loving and hating and dying, but the reasons we think of to stop crying are what make it worth trying. Listen to the happiness and ambition flowing within that beating organ in your chest. It'll lead you to your goal. For the best part about my heart is that it talks with my soul, and I'm finally letting its words breathe. Don't consider me weak simply for having the courage to let my heart speak. Thank you. Alright, I got one more. It's a love poem. Love poems are my favorite type of poem, so this is my attempt at one. This is called Stars. This is what it's like being with her. Imagine you were laying on the grass in the dark, looking up as the galaxies align in an arc, casually wondering how small we really are, wishing the stars were close enough so that you could reach up and snatch one right out of the night. Being with her is like seeing the brightest star in the Milky Way make its way down to Earth to be with you, just so that this cruel world will feel a little warmer. Just so you know, the universe is in your corner, man. Snatching a star out of the night will make you feel like the luckiest guy alive. And at times, it feels like I'm not worthy of the kind of otherworldly mercy my star gives. 'Cause I swear, this girl is the brightest star I've ever seen. She is my bad day's best vaccine, more serene than a midsummer night's dream, a modern day fairy tale queen. When I'm with her, I feel balanced, challenged, more in tune to my aspirations. Every respiration feels more relaxed. My syntax is positive because I'm in the opposite of hate. I can be out late because the darkness doesn't touch me anymore, for she is my light. It feels like the darker it gets, the more she glows. She glows as if she were a lone star in the center of a room. Like a rose that has bloomed or the sound of a piano in tune, she consumes all of the beauty that exists. I couldn't miss that exquisite face even in the largest crowd. She'd astound the gaze of art's worst critic. She'd make a lover out of a cynic. Angels look down and try to mimic her. Feels like words aren't enough to fully describe. Funny, I write rhymes, yet she is poetry in motion. She is a sunset on the ocean. Makes my emotions run wild. Makes a million miles feel like a blur. That is what it's like being with her. Thank you.
David Truman, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. How many single ladies on there? Oh, never mind. I can't say that anymore. How many single ladies on there?
Oh, it's copyrighted?
For this guy coming up. Pardon me. I need, how many condoms are, I mean, you're going to need some condoms for this next performer, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Right? Okay. The condoms are here on this box. So take as many as you want on the way out. Anything over here on this table on this side of the t-shirt is free and information right here.
T-shirts are free?
No. Anything on that side of the t-shirts. Keep your ticket. We'll probably do a little raffle for a t-shirt. It's green today, so don't be bitching. Oh my god, I got a green shirt. Fuck, represent it, motherfuckers. Those are our colors, green, pink, and purple. We're pretty fairies down here.
Yeah, we are.
Right? You ready? I don't know how he's going to make you come tonight, but, you know, he has that tendency.
So don't do it.
Look at his haircut. My haircut.
Got it like a week ago. 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago. It's been 3 weeks long. I'm really mellow today.
Are you stoned again?
Always. Just can't seem to not be these days. A little distressful. Yeah. I have two new songs, but I'm not going to sing them today. I have to get them next week when they're ready, because I haven't memorized them fully yet. For real. So I'm just going to sing two sex songs that I originally have. Don't judge me.
There's going to be a tidal wave coming your way.
No, this is out of tune. Accident. It was my fault, sorry. You know what? I'm about to do this a cappella. Sort of Bob.
Be nice to my girl.
Bless you.
Bless me. Never mind. It's fixed. Alright. Okay. out, bro.
I'ma show you. Cause now you got me in the mood, and now I'm really craving you. I think I know what I'ma do. Said I'ma show you what pleasure is. Girl, I never seen your pinky side. It's like the lead and take me for a ride. I go slower, I go faster. Faster, babe, give me more and more. Then we take it slow, just tease a bit. Then you tell me harder, cause you can handle it. I'm in the mood, and now I'm really craving you. I think I know what I'ma do. Said I'ma show you what pleasure is. Oh no, cause now you got me in.
It's not wet, bitch.
Oh!
You need to make it come next time. A lot harder.
I got you.
Go harder and faster.
He does.
Oh! All right. That was a little...
I paid him to say that.
Hey. Y'all are sick. Do you guys want some dance?
Yeah.
Well, make some noise for Steven, ladies and gentlemen.
Right in front of you. Take your time. This thing is just right here.
I love you through time and distance, while on the phone and in your arms. With grace and disappointments, I love you. Countlessly and patiently, through the guards and all the built walls, for who you are and for who you will become, with or without your captivating eyes and your smart remarks, through calmness and numbness. I love you through the depths of my emotions, with solid sorrow and joys about tomorrows. I love you as the winds outweigh our fatalistic truths, while conditions and situations tear us apart, but never my perception of you. I love you from before I ever knew, with compassion and dignity, through pride and humility. Those are our memories, and all of which I love you. This one is called Crunchy Taco. It's one of the poems, the first poems I wrote him. So I'm gonna change it up on you guys a little bit. There's this vato that makes my heart sound like tap dancing zapatos. Let's pretend his name is Crunchy Taco. He's the craziest vato out there. He'll even say what's up to my old vato. If compared to Crunchy Taco, he's more like Mini Nachos. And Mini Nachos definitely has nothing on this new vato. And of course, I don't have any Sanchos, because I just want this one jaw-dropping, drool-worthy, delicious, tasty, giant, crunchy monster taco. He's the crunchiest taco. The one I would like to call my vato. Because he's filled with everything that I find the most desirable. He's nothing like those soggy nachos. By far, Crunchy Taco is the best kind of vato out there. He's kind of indescribable. That's why I love this vato. The one that makes my heart sound like tap dancing zapatos. But let's call him Crunchy Taco. Last one. I just wrote this one last week. This one's called PW. I lay in bed thinking of you and sometimes choking up too. I think about how much I love you and not knowing whether you lie to me or her. If you love me, like really love me, why did you marry me? As I lay in bed, I can see you vividly laying in yours. Oh, how you look so stressed on your bunk bed in your little room. I secretly and sometimes not so secretly hope you're stressing about me, about losing me, or did I lose you? I have to stop myself when I think, did I push too hard by exposing you for who you are, a liar, a cheater, a beautiful man with the smoothest mouthpiece? I put you on blast. After you begging me not to leave and the surrender of your password, I put you on blast. To all the girls, the ones you attempted to delete all your inappropriate messages, yeah, those girls. And your best man heard it too. The victims and the accomplices, everybody heard it. Nobody was safe. But I promise, I wasn't too rude. Of course I was not shy, and I know I may have looked bad, but you deserved it. And I think you deserve a little more. And I even cried to your mom, and she cried with me too. And your baby mama is mad at me because you cheated on me and I didn't have the nerve to be a passive woman and hide in the shame of giving you a small slap on the wrist to keep your revealed lies and cheating ways a secret. Oh, not me. And now your mistress thinks she's the best, because she plans on sending you $2,000 for another phone and more for the monthly bill, the one I sometimes pay. And she even bought you Jordans too and snuck in some Gucci shades. Oh, how cool you must feel rocking name brands while wearing your prison suit. I take care of my man, she said. No, my husband. I bet your mistress loves your prison game. Smooth ass mouthpiece my husband has. And she has the nerve to tell me I was sounding weak. But as soon as you ran to her after I promised divorce, she was real quick to take you back. What a vindictive little bitch. And the nerve of you to send her a gift? You piece of shit. I bet she hasn't sent you that money yet. And I apologize to your mama in advance, because I am not a passive woman. And you both will pay with shame and regret I haven't decided yet. But then again, I like to mask my pain with anger and rage because I'm so afraid you won't love me again.
That was Leslie, ladies and gentlemen. Do you guys have your tickets out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Miss Young, get your tickets out.
Ready?
Are you guys ready?
Woo! Number 6547087. Winner over here.
Your name is Tom, isn't it?
Yeah. That's Tom, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Tom! Oh.
Cynthia, are you ready to come up and do your thing?
Oh, shit. All right.
Oh, my God.
I've got Cynthia, Casey, and then... Okay. All right. You guys ready for some Cynthia Young?
Casey, I'm getting the school ready for you, girl. Are you having a good time?
Yeah!
First time, this is not so bad, is it?
No.
Yeah, no, it's not. All right, tonight I'm going to start off with something new. Ooh. And there's a young lady here named Siren. Siren Brooke. Her name inspired me to write this poem. But this siren is spelled C-Y-R-E-N. And it goes like this. Siren is a woman that lives up to her name. She's beautiful, with long, sweeping black hair, green eyes, and satin skin. She uses her scent and curvaceous body to call out to him. Her siren call is subtle yet loud and clear and meant only for him to hear. Her seductive voice captivates his mind and, like so many other men, draws him in. She fans his desires and he is sucked into her flame. He succumbs to her wiles and lies down with her to keep her near. He rains kisses upon her face, and her full bosom is so sweet to taste. His fingers explore her womanhood, and he makes love to her hard and deep. As he explodes inside her, his body goes limp. He has just taken the ultimate sexual trip. She was irresistible, so captivating that he was absorbed in her light. He gave into Siren's song, and now she has him where he belongs. She took him into her soul and used his youth to ensure she never grows old. This next one is from my second book, Synthology, a Collection of Rhymes, Electrified, and it's titled For Your Pleasure. I want you to know. I want to please you and do what you want me to do. Baby, tell me how you want it, and I will give it to you. Face down in the pillow, face to face, I want you to have it in the right place, just the way you want it. Come on, let's give it a go. I'm ready to give you a nasty show. On the bed, on the table, in the corner. I have never been so damn horny. I'm here to please you. I'll do it all. Come on, let's do it up against the wall. Tell me what you want me to do. I have some new tricks for you. Always willing to try. You are my girl, and I am your guy. I love caressing your body tenderly. I love entering you gingerly and taking you to the place you love to be. And those sweet sounds you're making are all because of me. I'll give you what you want, where and when you want it, any time you want it. It pleasures me to pleasure you. I'll always give you my very best. I will make you happy, or I will not rest. I'll take your climax off the chart, and when I feel you release and explode, then, and only then, will I release my load. The ladies really appreciate that. This next poem is titled The Ride. It's from my third book's anthology, Shades of Sin. The Ride. He's been out all night with his boys. It's 5 o'clock in the morning and my jaws are tight. When he comes back, I'll hold my ground. I'll beat him down with my frowns, harsh words, and anything else I can think of. Here he comes with that stupid grin on his face, rubbing all over me. He melts me like butter and makes my heart flutter. You guys know what I'm talking about. He knows just what to do. He laid me down, melted my frown, and kissed away my harsh words. He makes me so hot my body sizzles from the heat we generate between the sheets. He flipped me on top, maintaining fierce, piercing eye contact, Mars. He said dirty, nasty, filthy things to me. I couldn't stop pumping up and down faster and faster and faster. I wanted everything inside to come down. I rolled over on my back, and he rode me hard like a racehorse on the track and put me away real wet. It's episodes of lovemaking like this I'll never forget. If this is my reward after his night out with the boys, I'll play along so I can take this ride every time he comes home. We have a lot of new people here tonight. Show of hands, new people here tonight.
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right. This is also from Synthology, Shades of Sin. It's titled Two Kinds of Love. Hopefully, you folks will enjoy it as much as the regulars do.
Every time.
Two kinds of love. Let me love you the way I know how. I promise I will use all my experience to make you say wow. I'll begin with just the right kiss that's not too wet to start a slow burn inside. So baby, relax, close your eyes, because I am definitely going to increase your size. Another kiss, more urgent this time. Now I can feel you really unwind. I know what makes you tick. I'm going to lick, 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 like it's a popsicle on a stick. I know you'll love my butterfly flick. Top to bottom, nothing will be missed. I aim to please and give you pure bliss. I know when to tighten it, slow it down, stop it or move it around. Your climax will be off the hook. See, here it comes, I know that look. Keep it coming, I'm prepared to do more. Pull my hair, smack my ass. All that does is make me better at my task. I control the flow. I can make it fast or slow, and that will drive you wild. You better know you are not playing with a child. When you're inside me, I won't flinch. There is nothing you can do to make me wince. I know all the tricks from both sides of the fence. How, you ask, did I get all of my experience? No. I'm a pretty woman that used to have a dick. Author, so these books are on your online retailers' websites, Walmart, Google Play, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and there's some information over here on the table if you'd like more information about my books. Thank you so much.
Cynthia Young, ladies and gentlemen.
People wanted me to remind you I do have some books with me, too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Preparing the stage for... If you're going to prepare the stage for the next performer, it's got to be on this side. Casey Kamaya, are you ready for your...
Yes, ma'am.
This is Casey Kamaya, ladies and gentlemen. Louder!
Good evening, everybody. Y'all never cease to amaze me. It's just the talent here is so incredible. I was telling Peaches back there, she said, what did I miss? I said, you missed Siren. Girl, it's something about you. You do something to my spirit.
Yes, thank you, my spirit.
Y'all some mood changers. Y'all some mood changers, because I like to be in a bad mood all the time, and y'all cheer me up and break me back down. I wore my Bruno Mars shirt so I could be positive, but maybe not.
Uptown Funky, though.
I love, yeah.
The concert was hot. This poem is entitled Guilt Trip, because I'm kind of going through this a little bit in my life. So, has anyone ever tried to send you on a major guilt trip? Fuck with you incessantly until your mind rip. Pour out your heart until the blood drip. Grab your vest quickly and abandon that ship. They will have everybody thinking that you did them wrong. Play you so good like they playing ping pong. They'll sing the same old song till you start singing along. Careful, don't remember to fall for it and stay strong, because you will be upset while they chilling somewhere hitting the bomb. They will say, you gave me no support in my time of need. Well, hard-headed motherfuckers, they never take heed. I led by example and I planted many seeds. My hopes, dreams, and wishes were for you to succeed. It's pure manipulation, simply at its best. Finger pointing and storytelling, so you get no rest. I've had it up to here, I proclaim and I protest. You changed up the story and you added some mess. Got me all totally fucked up in the head. Take no responsibility, it's my fault instead. Easier to blame me, because you stayed in the bed, watching me struggle while I scraped to get ahead. So now it's my problem. And you think it's my fault. Accuse me, but I need to quickly run and bolt out the door to find me a cruise ship to meet. Have a drink, dance, flirt, gamble, and have a seat. And when I get hungry, take my ass to the Lido deck to eat. Cruise the high seas until I peacefully clear my mind. Leave that guilt, negativity, and bullshit behind. I'll just extend my vacation. If I need more time, prepare well in advance for that next guilt trip line. You'll begin to recognize a guilt trip from many miles away, able to see them more clearly each and every day. That's too heavy of a burden and a price I'm not willing to pay. Back up off me before I go on a permanent vacay. Because a guilt trip is not free. It will cost you dearly. That's why I vacation on a regular basis yearly. When I spend my money, It's to have fun, play, and have a good sip. I ain't got no time for your goddamn guilt trip. Thank you. And this one is called Bullcrap. Somebody say this. I don't have time for your bullcrap. You're like an old tree without any sap. You can't follow directions, you need a road map. If I were invited, it's your face I snap. I'm ready, you wanna clap back? Don't mess around and get your neck snapped. I'm not in the mood for your mess. You still playing checkers and I'm playing chess. Find someone else out there that you try to impress, but wait a minute, hold up, cause I digress.
Damn.
You pushed too hard and you went too far. That's how your ugly face got that score. Now you mad and you wonder why. Dry your eyes, no need to cry. You always in the mix, starting drama. You should have been smart and listened to Obama and be the change that you could be. Oh no, you steady wanna fuck with me. Causing problems and trying to fight. You should have took advice from MC Light. She said step back. It ain't that type of party. Now you gotta run and find you an army. Leave me alone, because I'm much too old. You know the games to be sold, not told. Fall back quick, stop being so bold. I don't feel like putting you in a wrestling hole. Chill out, relax, see? I was in a good mood. Why you trying to make me come unglued? I was good, I'm cool, I'm fine, I'm through. How about I do me, and you go somewhere and do you? Because this is some bull crap. This last poem is a different tone. I feel a different tone right now because something special happened today. And it's called It's Amazing to Me. It's amazing to me that after all these years, you can alleviate my fears and make me think about love in a brand new way. It's amazing to me that I love your voice and the choice words you say that make me happy, complete, and filled with thoughts of you all day. It's amazing to me that when I hear your laughter, it makes me smile and it fills my heart with unspeakable joy. It's amazing to me that you still possess that type of swagger and edge that makes me want to pledge my allegiance to you always. It's amazing to me that you knocked me off so quick before I had the chance to cough up too many reasons of why we shouldn't be. It's amazing to me that I love you with such strong intensity that I have the propensity to make you a priority in my life forever. It's amazing to me. Is it amazing to you? If I say something out loud, then I must absolutely have to do it. I do this poem in Spanish, and I want you guys to hear it in Spanish, but I gotta perfect it a little bit better. It's beautiful in Spanish.
Casey Camaya, ladies and gentlemen. Just celebrated a year with us. Merry happy anniversary. Alright, we got a first timer. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Make some noise, raise some room for Miran, ladies and gentlemen.
Can you spell your name, please?
N-E-E-R-A-N.
N-E-E-R-A-N.
Yeah, you can think of it like this. Like me, Ron, roll your R. Miran. It's really, really fun.
Miran.
Miran, yeah, yeah. So a lot of people actually mispronounce my name a lot. It's sometimes I get Miran, Miran. It's not my name. And I'm really... On really bad days, it's gonna get really serious. On really bad days, they mispronounce my name just a little more. On really bad days, I'd hear the name terrorist. That's not my name either. You see, in Arabic, Miran means fire. I wrote a poem This little poem is called The Little Prince, and I'm going to read it to you guys today. Yay.
Hey, yeah. Woo!
Alrighty, so my name is Gadon. Hello, this is the Little Prince. This is a better angle for me. Yeah, I'll just... I've seen this before. These walls, the paint is chipping, these carpet floors, those faulty lights. It might be a little different. Maybe it was in a different place, different time. But I have seen this before, all of it. I have felt this before. The fire inside my chest, my skin is heating up. My heart doesn't feel like the flowers I picked today. No. I'm okay. I'm doing really well. Yeah. I can do this. I can. I walk down the hall. I'm trying to get to my dorm room. I want to salvage these flowers I picked from outside. It's safe. Yeah, it's safe there under my blankets. The farther I walk, the more the walls seem like they're closing in on me, suffocating me. I felt this before. The more I walk, the more I hear they're laughing. Of course. Yeah, yeah. They're having a conversation. Sounds like a good one. I've met these people before. I'm going to join in on this little chat. I really do love people after all. Hi, Gat. Oh, you want to know what I think about the U.S. government? Well, I'm not a huge fan of them. You know, they aren't so cool with my... Where am I from, you ask? This little country called Palestine. Yeah, that's right. I'm Middle Eastern. Yes. I am Arab. I am an Arab girl. Yes, I am a Palestinian girl. What did you just say? No, I felt this before. No, no, that's not right. The walls, they're collapsing. I've felt all of this. Oh, you joke like that often. You do, to make others laugh. Really, I don't think you should ever say that word. Ever again, the feeling, the burning, I feel it in my heart, it sinks to my stomach as I find more words to say that'll hopefully defend my fucking existence. My heart doesn't feel okay right now. The hall, it had a few people in it, now it only had one, a terrorist. Yeah, it's because I'm Arab, right? I get it. I felt this before in another life. I've felt, I'm in Palestine, I'm running, I hear it, no one is laughing, I run, I can't stop hearing it, I can't fucking stop, please make it stop, one bomb for me, two for the kids down the street, they say they hurt us because they're scared, they pull their triggers when they see our little hands, rocks are all we have, one of us made out alive, I wonder where the rest are, yeah, no, they're fighting for the life they want to know, screaming, mama, don't let me go, sometimes I wonder what life would be like after death, unknowing the fact that life could be death, but no, please, go on, tell me how I'm the terrorist, yes, repeat it, say it one more time, just for me, make it special. Don't you want to make me feel special? This all reminds me of the only quote I care to remember. My favorite quote of all time is from this one book. It's called The Little Prince. I'd repeat it to myself softly every time I get sad. It goes like this. It is only with the heart that one can see rightly. What is essential is invisible to the eye. My room seems so far away. My blankets, they weren't with me. I didn't feel safe. I've seen this before. I've felt this before, all of it. I can't hide from this bomb. I wasn't safe. No. But you are, aren't you? You're a funny little one, aren't you? You're not seeing me with your heart. You can't see me at all. I'm invisible to you. Call me a terrorist. Call me one. Till it isn't your joke anymore. Call me a terrorist because I deserve it. I'm just an Arab after all, right? Call me a terrorist till you can hear yourself talk, till your ears bleed, till every bone in your body collapses like those walls you closed me in. Did you show me your weapons?
You are armed and ready. You want to fight. Your words, you think they're bombs to me. You have not seen it. No, I have seen it. I have seen it all before. You show me your weapons, but I show you the flowers I picked instead. I want you to feel special. I hope you feel special. I hope you see me like I see you. I see you. I do. Because of that, I remember to raise my words, never my voice. It's rain that makes the flowers grow after all, right? Not thunder.
That was Nidan, ladies and gentlemen. Cosmos, Paolo, you guys ready to come up and do your thing?
Yes, yes.
And this is your first time up here with us, right? Make some noise for Cosmos and Paolo, ladies and gentlemen. Louder!
Cosmos. This is my friend Paolo. We've known each other for some time. This will be our first night playing together. Song I made. Thank you.
in your eyes can see me.
Here's a song I made earlier today. Hopefully, I remember.
You will.
Cosmos and Paolo, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys were here last week, but I'm gonna do one different song. So this first song right here is called "Tell Me Your Story." It was actually some spoken word, but I turned it into a song. So yeah, let's just bang. Yeah. Tell me your story. Is there pain? Is there glory? Is it inspiring? Is there shame? Is there mourning? Is it real? Is it fake? Exciting or boring? And at the time, were you feeling low or were you soaring? Is the moral of it cold-hearted or is it warming? Were you aware of your surroundings or were you snoring? Was the sky feeling blue at the time or was it pouring? Now was it just a memory or were you recording? Is it easy to take in? Do I need a warning? Is there a message you'll be making that I should be learning? Is there someone you came across that has you yearning? Do you ever try going back while that bridge is burning? Is this what you expected or were the tables turning? Did you feel neglected or did you feel determined? See, I just want to know about you by the time it's morning. Cause there's better things than money that I should be earning. See, I just want to know a little more about you. If you ever need somebody, know I've got you. All I've got to ask is that you do this for me. Tell me the truth, hey, tell me your story. See, I just want to know a little more about you. If you ever need somebody, know I've got you. All I've got to ask is that you do this for me. Tell me the truth. Tell me your story. I'll try my best to help you in your situation. Take it into consideration. No need for isolation. I know your mind is racing, so going through your thoughts. I can bust the answers in the bottle, so we pour more shots. I think you've had a lot. You get that blurry vision, then hear signs from the cops to wake up in a dirty prison. It's really your decision. So you control your fate, and every move you make is crucial and alters your next position. So check the composition if you choose to listen. I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to make a difference. And you can keep your distance. Really, I understand. I just want to help you out so you can have the upper hand. But if you need some time to free your mind, then that is fine. Just give me a sign so I can read between the lines. Maybe you need a drink. I say a 40's fine. See, life's a storyline and I'm ready for story time. See, I just want to know a little more about you. If you ever need somebody, know I've got you. All I've got to ask is that you do this for me. Tell me the truth, hey. Tell me your story. See, I just want to know a little more about you. Hey, if you ever need somebody, know I got you. Turn up. See, I never blah, 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 blah. Tell me the truth. Tell me your story. Sometimes I sit and wonder what my purpose is. I know it's not about the money nor the purchases. Nervousness used to take control when I would hit the stage. But now I've hit a stage in life where I get nervous less. It seems that life is just a view, relief versus stress. It's gorgeousness in disguise, see the earth's a mess. I spit these curses less. My first arrest, I had the worst interest, but now my verse is blessed, so I'ma keep on doing all I can, to show you that this chunk is changing to a better man. You better stand for something, or fall for anything. It's time to take a stand and not put that on everything. Well, enough about me, let's get back to you. I've said enough about me, I'm hoping you do too. Maybe next time you're free, there's something new to do. But I'd rather hear your story if that's cool with you. Hey, see, I just want to know a little more about you. If you ever need somebody, know I've got you. All I got to ask is that you do this for me. Tell me the truth, hey, tell me your story. See, I just want to know a little more about you. If you ever need somebody, know I've got you. All I've got to ask is that you do this for me. Tell me the truth, hey, tell me your story, hey. Tell me how I could have like turned up to that shit right now. I was like, what? Yeah, that's some of your story. Yeah. So this next song is called No Feature. My mama told me if you're good at something, don't do it for free. So I wrote this song right here. Hey, 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 hey. Yeah, you need a feature, okay, okay. But if you want it free, then no way, no way. Looking past that bullshit like ole, ole. So no feature, it's just no pay, no pay. Said if you need a feature, okay, okay. But if you want it free, then no way, no way. Looking past that bullshit like ole, ole. So no feature, there's no pay, no pay. If you need a feature, okay, I got you. But if you want it free, then no way, I thought you. Ballin' now, so you gotta pay up, pay up. Sorry if I'm being too straight up, straight up. Can't you see I am on my way up, and I need a new place. Lay up, broke boy, don't be a hater, hater. You gotta pay to play the game, player, player. If you need a feature, okay, okay. But if you want it free, then no way, no way. Looking past that bullshit like ole, ole. So no feature, there's no pay, no pay. Say, if you need a feature, okay, okay. But if you want it free, then no way, no way. Looking past that bullshit like ole, ole. So no feature, there's no pay, no pay. sorry, but I gotta charge a fee. I gotta go and feed the family. I'm trying to be the best that I could be. And it ain't easy out here being steezy. After this, don't trust me, no more freebies. I'm about to go and drop the CD. Soon enough, I'll be up on your TV. So make sure you holler when you see me. Can't you see I'm running on the right track? Haters gonna hate, yeah, it be like that. I don't even give them time to write back. I'm too busy working, writing my tracks. If you wanted this, I wouldn't try that. I go hard at this, my verse will fight back. Ignorance is bliss or something like that. My verse is priceless, but with the price tag. So if you need a feature, okay, okay. But if you want it free, then no way, no way. Look, I'm past that bullshit like ole, ole. So no feature, there's no pay, no pay. So if you need a feature, okay, okay. But if you want it free, then no way, no way. Look, I'm past that bullshit like ole, ole. So no feature, there's no pay, no pay. So hey, okay, hey, hey. What? Turn up. Oh, shit. Yeah, no way, hey, hey, hey. Yeah, that was no feature right there. Alright, so I think I have time for one more.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
Oh, look at you.
Damn. That's it? Alright.
That's it.
Damn.
That's Adrian, ladies and gentlemen.
We got tons of people on the list. That's what.
Put it back on the. Oof.
Oh. Ted. Adrian.
Yeah.
Fuck. Listen. I'm here because I want to be here, and I want to express this. I want to be here. I want to enjoy the time that I'm here. So when all you motherfuckers are coming up, excuse me, am I next? Listen, motherfucker, I've got shit that I'm doing. I'm doing your Instagram. I'm fucking dealing your MC. Don't come up to me and fucking beg me for you to come up. Just calm the fuck down. Shit, I'm gonna try to get as many people. We're not gonna get through the whole entire list, I'm letting you know right now, because there's too many fucking people and you guys aren't aware of your time. But it's okay. Come back next week. Now, are you ready for some comedy?
Yeah.
First timer? This is your first time up here, yes?
No.
This isn't your first time up here? Yeah. Yes, you're coming up, but I haven't even introduced you yet. This is the Crazy Mendez, ladies and gentlemen!
I'm the Crazy Tony Mendez. Crazy's the name, and insanity is kind of my game. Okay, if that wasn't a poem, whatever. Oh, God, man. Like I said, it's not really my first time here. I actually came here a few years ago, right before I dropped out of college. Yeah, I guess that didn't work. Anyways, you're just all, I'm sorry. You're all wondering why I call myself crazy.
Yeah.
So, here's the hint. I have therapy tomorrow.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, I was the one who kept begging him to make me go up. Yeah, I know, I'm a hypocrite because I'm trying to get... because I'm disturbing this guy who's trying to keep everyone's time. And unfortunately... Oh, man. I am trying to get my... Yeah, I do not know if your laughing and applause is actually genuine. Because I really can't understand social cues. Yeah, if you guys are like laughing or applauding, I will not know if you guys are being genuine, even if this whole room is applauding right now. Aw, thank you. Still not sure. Oh, yeah. I was, yeah, I have to, I'm trying my best to do this early, and I'm trying to finish this as soon as possible, because I need to get the fuck back to Tyler right now, because the last fucking bus is about to leave, and I need to get the fuck out right now. I'm not saying I don't want to be here, because I mean, look at me, I'm trying to be up here right now. Seriously. Seriously, I don't know why I set myself up for this, because because I'm a nervous wreck, as you can see how much I'm stuttering, and if I am trying to get myself, and when I'm up here, I might make myself look like an ass. And me coming up, and yeah, I don't even know, because I'm trying to go up here, and ooh, man. Oh, God. And you know what even sucks about being outside? It's fucking cold. Like, I'm like, I'm not really a fan of... I'm okay with the cold. I'm just worried about it today raining, because that's what I saw on the freaking weather reports. It said it's going to rain, so I am trying my best to get back home and get out of here. So yeah. Oh man, right. Again, thank you. I still don't know if you're actually genuine.
I mean, get the fuck out already. You gotta get some buzz, motherfucker.
I know, I'm trying! God! Actually, I might have missed it. I think I missed it now, since it's already past the fucking time. But, you know what? Fuck it. There's always Uber, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Enough of me trying to waste your time. I'm getting the fuck out. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a crazy night.
The crazy Tony Mendez, ladies and gentlemen. Is the same Tony available?
Yes.
Yes? Are you ready?
Yes, my name is Tony Gonzalez, and I'm sick.
Tony, same thing.
Tony Gonzalez. It's 10:49. Okay. He's doing music. I have,
Tony, I believe in you.
I believe Thank we you, all buddy. Believe in you. Tyler, Pablo, Gabriel, Quaylen, Robert, Wesley, Tom. We're not going to be able to get to you guys, so enjoy... This Tony, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Tony.
Yeah, Tony!
I'm just going to quickly set this up real quick. While I do that, I'm going to talk. Usually, I wouldn't have attempted this because I wouldn't have had enough time to test everything out. This isn't going to make a noise when I insert it, will it?
No.
Okay.
Whoa.
Except
for that one. Okay, let me just get this wet real quick. Okay, so I had played this song before a couple weeks ago, and then I realized that it was very sad, and I really didn't like it. Incomplete sad. So I thought I might add a couple things to it that I'm not going to throw on yet, but I missed my stand. It's really fine. I'm going to do a sound check for you right now. I just want to make sure my looper pedal is on. Drop the volume. I'm just going to bypass the pedal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to do the song. And save the sax for next time. I'll do it at the end. I will continue for you.
Yay!
Tess, I'll work out the bugs next time. I'm sorry. To myself as well.
Gentlemen,
well, I'm not trying to get off for the next person. I'm trying to get off the stage for the next person.
Well, it's 10:56 and they close in 4 minutes, so we gotta. So. That was it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your participation. Thank you for your time. Love yourself. Love your neighbors. Love your brothers and sisters.
Put your chairs away.
Put your chairs away. Please and thank you.
Please and thank you.
Please and thank you. Art Walk is this Thursday. Don't forget that.
I went to the concert, holding my shoe. He took one look at my face and said, I can fix that hole in you. I beg your pardon.
To all who come to this happy podcast, welcome.
Anna Musings are your musings.
Here age relives fond memories of the past.
And here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future.
Hi, I'm David.
And I'm Kayla.
And if it wasn't readily apparent from that, we're huge nerds about Disney. That's why we're doing the Anna Musings podcast.
Once a month, we'll sit down and talk about a film in detail from the Walt Disney Animation Studios filmography, covering them in chronological order, from Snow White to Moana and beyond.
To Moana and beyond!
Sweetie, we're not doing Pixar yet. We'll do that after.
And that's going to be a long time coming. Anyway, if that sounds up your alley, come join Kayla and I, and maybe a guest or two, as we explore the Disney animated canon, film by film.
With the hope that it'll be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
Ooh, nicely said.
Don't thank me. Thank Walt.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.